When are they going to talk about hockey? He just seems really
There's a
angry.
Lot going on with the Capitals.
He just seems really mad.
The people are going to turn into the show and be like, dude, Brandon's really mad about losing to the Rangers.
This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to Board the Pod!
Welcome, everybody! Welcome to the playoffs! It is What the Puck, a Washington Capitals podcast. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Joining me, as always, growing that playoff beard, Coach Dan. What's going on, man?
I am growing the playoff beard. It's coming in a little bit.
Yeah, feeling good?
The last time, it takes a while. I think it'll be considered a beard in about 6 weeks.
Well, you know maybe. What? That's good. Capitals could go for a long run here. I always have a beard, so I usually just like trim it down to start off. But then, you know, I just look kind of normal by the end of the Caps run in the playoffs. So it's beard season. It's playoff season. But before we get into that, let's talk about the end of the regular season for the Capitals. The one good thing really to come out of the end of the season is Stan Galiev plays his first NHL game, and he gets his first NHL goal up against the Rangers. But besides that, the Caps kind of went out with a whimper with the regular season.
I'm not sure they were actually there.
Yeah, I feel as if it was one of those nights we keep talking about, how the Caps kind of sat one out for the last game.
Well, I think some of it was they were – while they still had to fight for that second spot in the Metropolitan Division, which is where they ended up, thankfully, due to the Islanders losing to the Columbus Blue Jackets. So thank you, Columbus, for that one. I think it's just that they played a little safer. I don't think it was the same as sort of playing against those games against the Flyers or a couple other games where they just played poorly. I think it was more like they tried to play it safe and make sure nobody got injured before they had to go on, hopefully, what is a very long playoff run. So I was a little disappointed. I would have preferred they win that game just so they could lock up that second spot as opposed to having to stress about it throughout the rest of the evening. But it is what it is. It was okay. It ended up working out in their favor. And hopefully it's not sort of a situation where they're backing into the playoffs, so to speak. And they're able to go out and play as well as they can tomorrow night, that being Wednesday, in the first game against the Islanders. But, I mean, they had a really good game against Boston, so that's sort of what made me think that they were trying to play it a little safe against the Islanders. And I really don't know if they cared about a home ice advantage, which may or may not be a good thing that they cared, but
yeah, let's talk about home ice advantage here, because I am happy that the Capitals will be opening up the series in D.C. due to the fact that the Islanders, they're a pretty good team. You know, there's nothing they're nobody to really shrug off. But
well, they see the same amount of points as the Caps in the end, so it's definitely an interesting. It's going to be an interesting series either way.
Yeah, and they dominated throughout the early part of the season in the Metropolitan. It didn't look like anyone was going to be able to catch them.
Yes, they did.
For the longest time. But let's talk about this home ice advantage, because I feel as if the Capitals, being in D.C. to start this series off, they will get a little extra push, I guess, having that hometown crowd, because the Islanders have a lot of history on their side right now, because these potentially could be the last games to be played in their current arena, because they'll be moving over next season. So I feel as if the Capitals, if they opened up on the road at that place would have, you know, come unglued every time the Islanders made a goal. So I'm very happy the Capitals are opening up at home, hopefully able to secure some wins before they head up to New York.
Yeah, I think you make a good point. I think if they can come out of this 2-0, they're definitely in a good spot. I think for the Islanders, I mean, obviously they want to win both games, but if they come out 1-1, I think they're definitely sitting pretty going forward. I think you make a very good point about the fact that it's the last few games or the last season they'll be at the Coliseum on Long Island before they move over to Brooklyn. So it's an interesting situation for them, and how much home ice advantage is sort of going to be helpful for the Islanders, with the fans, you know, getting all fired up behind them, for them to be back in the playoffs and making this kind of a crazy run, and how great they're doing early in the season. I think they're a very talented team. They had some injury troubles, which may be attributed to their fall in the standings to some extent, for when they were first in the division for so long. It's an interesting team. They've got stellar goaltending. They've got some decent defensemen. I think Travis Hamonic won't be playing tomorrow night. They've got some good forwards. Kyle Okposo's back. They've got John Tavares, who's one of the best in the league. They've got some good players. They have Grabowski, who used to be with the Caps. They've got – is it Kuhlman? They also have him. He's buddies with Grabowski or whatever it is. And they got Halak, who, as the Capitals fans know, can definitely steal a series. So the Caps are going to come out hard. I think it's really – with every playoff game, it's so easy to say there. It's going to come down to goaltending in the end, which goalie can play better.
And who better to have a net than Braden Holtby? Braden,
I have played way too many games in the regular season. Holtby,
Braden Holtby, he's a guy. What a season to bounce back from! I mean, to being told to play a specific way that obviously was not working out, to being told, yeah, you're our number one guy, and then taking that that honor of being the number one guy and completely running with it and having the support of the organization and the fans behind him. He has had one hell of a regular season. I cannot wait to see what he brings in the playoffs, because Holtby, like Ovechkin, is the type of guy who likes to be under the spotlight. He likes to have that pressure of the game. Holtby, this is his time to shine. I mean, he's definitely, you know, shine bright throughout the regular season, but the playoffs, this is where this guy, I have to imagine, feels most at home.
I think just being on the ice makes him feel most at home. He seems like he's very calm. He's very collected. I think that's a good thing. So the one concern I really have about him is for Holtby is getting burned out, and the fact that he's played so many games in the regular season, is he going to end up getting burned out? And I think playing so many games can also lead to injuries. We saw towards the end of the season, he pulled up lame with a muscle injury. And so that's my biggest concern with him, and that he definitely can steal a series or two or hopefully four for the Capitals, but he has to be able to continue playing at the rate he was before and hopefully not get burned out.
Yeah, I remember we talked about this last week, how Holtby kind of went down, and it was just like, it wasn't a pulled muscle or anything, it was just kind of a cramp, but as he was laying on the ice, kind of trying to shake his leg, you know, so it didn't hurt anymore, I was just like, well, we had a good time, but we're kind of done now. I don't have a lot of faith in Justin Peters from the little bit that we have seen him.
Probably since Justin Faith has faith in Justin Peters.
what has it been since Christmas? We've seen him three times, I think.
I got to wonder if he's going to be on this team at this time. Not this time, but at the beginning of next season.
Yeah, we'll definitely see what happens. I got to imagine Grabauer comes up at some point, but Justin Peters, he's definitely not a main guy. He's not going to be
one. He's their backup, and you knew he was going to be their backup, but I think we were expecting him to play as well as a backup should be, and he's there were some there. Nights where we just weren't seeing it. I mean, he played well in when Holtby got pulled in the game against Nashville, so I'll give him credit for that, and I definitely think he's the guy that could be on the scene going forward. I think the only reason, well, there are some questions about his play, but I think also with, like you said, Grabauer being potentially ready to make that move up into the NHL, that they may just decide to move on from Peters.
Yeah, that could definitely happen, but if something were to happen to Holtby, like that, our having faith in Peters is a
pretty in regards hard thing to the playoffs, to do. I think they'll call up Grabauer.
Absolutely could.
I think Grabauer starts over if, knock on wood, something happens to Holtby. During the playoff run, I'll bet they call up Grabauer and put him in instead of Peters. That would be my guess.
And, of course, Hershey's got their own playoff thing to think about, but number one priority.
They still have a couple of games left.
Yeah, they do. They're still going through.
It's weird that their season hasn't even ended yet.
Yeah, they've got fan appreciation, I think, on Saturday. But let's stick here with the Capitals. The big thing here as well, constantly going through the entire season, I think one of the keys to the game, besides Braden Holtby, I mean, and they also have to give that guy support. You know, they can't just leave him out to dry, which I think the Capitals have definitely fixed this season. But they need to go in with the attitude that every game is important, every game matters. That's the biggest thing, because this team, 100%, I think this team can win a cup. I absolutely have a lot of faith in this team. I think the best acquisition that the company did was bring in Barry Trotz. Barry Trotz has turned everything around. I'm such a huge fan of him. We'll definitely win a cup underneath Barry Trotz. I have no doubt in my mind. Whether it's this season or not, we will see. But Barry Trotz is such a huge part of this team and has turned these guys around. There's so much talent on this team. It's just crazy to think about. But they need to do things. They need to make sure everyone's head is in the game, everyone's on the same page. Everyone knows how important this is, because if you are up 2-0 and you go to New York, you got to be ready, because that crowd and that team is going to want to prove themselves on their home turf, on their home ice. So you can't just be like, well, you know, we got two up, we lost one, we can get it back eventually. It goes till seven. I don't want you to think, you know, game three, game four, game five, well, we'll get it back. We got until seven. You know, play every game with your hardest. Play every single game, like every single goal, every single block, everything matters, because it's the Stanley Cup playoffs. Everything matters, and the players, the fans, everyone in the organization has to have that mindset that everything they do is important from now on.
Yeah, Carl Alsner.
I'm still calling that guy out.
Calling you out, Carl. No, I mean, I agree that they can't just act like, oh, we can go to game seven. Screw that. You think about the fans and our lack of wanting to have a stroke or a heart attack. And just, you know, go four games. Get up by four or five goals every game. I think that would be really appreciated by everybody. Probably not people on Long Island, but who cares? That would be the best. I don't think they're going to be able to come out and sweep the Islanders by any means. I do think this is going to be a tough series, but they got to go out and keep playing hard, even when things get down. I mean, we've seen this team be able to come back. They did it in the loss to Ottawa in the last 2 weeks, where they were down by, you know, three goals and were able to fight back and push that game into overtime. And there's no shootouts in the playoffs, so none of that nonsense. It's just going to come down to playing well and playing smart and 5-on-5 in the playoffs and in overtime. And it's going to be tough, but they have to go out and keep fighting and keep doing it and doing what they have to do. And, you know, I think they'll be all right.
Did Siri just want to chime in there?
So Siri is plugged into my phone.
I'd hope so.
I'm sorry, my phone. Siri, that's stupid. Siri is plugged into my computer, so she's, like, charging. So I think she's, like, I must have said something that, you know how you can, like, when it's charging, you can, it'll, like, respond to you if you talk to Siri. So I think it was just like, yes, you need me? It's like, no, you jackass.
All right, so let's talk about the offense here. The biggest concern going into the trade deadline was secondary scoring, that Ovechkin was doing everything, and the secondary scoring wasn't really there. So what is your feeling going into the postseason, bringing in a guy on like Glenn Cross with secondary scoring? Because the key here is, if you're an Islanders fan, all you want that team to do is put two to three guys on Ovechkin, and the Capitals won't be scoring. I mean, that's got to be their mindset. That's got to be the mindset, you know, looking back at 2010 when the Capitals were shut down by Halak. They knew exactly how to shut down Ovechkin, and there wasn't anybody else there. Are you confident enough now in this team, this season, that there are guys on this team that can score besides Ovechkin and that they will score up against guys like Halak? And I believe, is Michael Neuwirth, is he backing up for him?
Yeah, he should be.
Yeah, so two former Capital goalies. Are they going to be able to...
Halak doesn't even count. I mean, I know technically he does. But, like, I don't even think it was a former Capital goalie. Just for one reason, because it was stupid to pick him up to begin with. And the second being, it was just... He was barely here. And it was on a bad team. And I know I was listening to...
One of our old shows.
Who was on with Chad Dukes today? Neil Greenberg was on there, and I can't remember. One of them was talking about how Halak just did not play very well for the Capitals last year, but he's playing well this season. I was like, well, no one played well for the Capitals last year because the team sucked. And the team's playing well this year. And I think if Halak had, for one reason or another, was still with the Capitals this season, he would be playing probably as well as he's playing for the Islanders.
Yeah, if Halak had stayed with the Capitals, who knows what would have happened. He could have done a little bit better than he did with Adam Oates, but I'm happy that Halak's no longer here because Holtby obviously is the number one guy. That's where he's the best. He is not built to be a backup, and if
well, Halak, too good to be a backup.
Yeah, if Halak was around, you'd have that tandem that Capitals have had so many times in the past with Varley and Nuvi and Nuvi and Holtby and Nuvi and Vokoun and bringing in Halak and Nuvi and Grubauer and what was it? Halak, Nuvi, Holtby, and Grubauer. Four goalies on one team, you know?
It was a little silly.
A little nuts here. So Halak is definitely doing better, but he's got a history with the Capitals for and against, and the Capitals need to prepare for that guy. He is a good goalie. Whether he did bad in Washington or not, dude can...
He didn't do bad in Washington. It was just the team itself wasn't very good.
No. And he's a good goalie. So, like, the Capitals have to be ready for that. The Capitals have to be ready for Tavares. He's one of the best in the league. This is, like I said before, this is not a team to just kind of blow off as like a first round. No, this is not going to be hard. The Capitals have fared pretty well this season. I think they split it. I think it's 2-2 for the four games they were up against the Islanders. So
I'd look it up, but I'd be too afraid my computer will spontaneously combust.
Yeah, so I believe it's 2-2, Caps Islanders. This is going to be a very fun series to watch. My prediction, if we want to go that far already, I believe this will go to Game 5. I think that the Capitals will be able to come out on top. They've played very well against the Islanders this year. I've been impressed with what I've seen so far. And I like the fact that Barry Trotz back in February said, I expect these two teams to be up against each other in the playoffs. So he obviously has them scouted out already. So I can see the Capitals taking it in five. I think that first game back in the Islanders' home ice is going to be a loss for the Capitals, because it's going to be – that I can just hear it now. That place is just going to be electric.
It's going to be a little loud.
A little bit.
I mean, just like a little loud. I bet I'm a little disappointed we can't do the We Are Louder chant anymore. It doesn't really work this time around, but that was always fun. I think if the team plays well and they don't play one of those games where they take like three shots in a period, they have to come out shooting, you got to crash the net, you got to make life difficult for Halak, and the defensemen have to make sure they play smart, and everybody's got to keep back checking. And I think that's the difference between the Caps of the past, and by past I mean since the not previous lockout but the one before that, once they started being good again, is that they play solid defense and the forwards are back checking. And as much as Canada's going to hate to admit this at some point, even Ovechkin is back checking. So I think if everyone keeps doing that and they help each other out, I think they can come out on top in this series. I will not make a prediction because I am the kiss of death with predictions, as we have discovered on this program. So I will not make a prediction, but I do have faith that they will be able to come out of this series if they're able to play as well as they should be playing. If they try and take it easy or dog it or anything like that, then obviously they're not going to come out. I think they got to make sure they play, because this is not a regular season game. You lose four games and you're done. Your season is over. You don't just get to, oh, we'll take a day off. We'll go back to practice. You're out. You're done. You're not playing hockey again, real hockey, hockey that counts until October when The Walking Dead comes back. Yeah. So you've got to, you have to play your hardest every night no matter what, and you need 16 wins if you want to win the Cup. So they got to go out and they got to push and do as much as they can and help each other out, or they're going to be in a lot – they're going to be a lot of trouble. No one can take a night off or even a period off.
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to be the key. The Capitals, they have the talent. They have the goaltending. They have the defense. You know, we talked about this at the beginning of the season. Whether or not those contracts that went out to Niskanen and Orpik will bite us in the butt in a couple years.
I don't think Niskanen's will. Orpik's.
Orpik's could bite you in the end. But this team is better on defense. I like Tim Gleason being brought onto this team. I think he's
that was a good move.
He's filled a void a little bit that a young John Erskine once had on this team.
Young John Erskine.
Glenn Cross. I was so impressed with his work. I don't want to see him on the fourth line, but obviously
they're playing well there.
Yeah, he's playing well there. Trotz likes where he is. This team is the most full team. That's not the best use of words there. I'm not the wordsmith I once was. But
even the sentence to explain the sentence was rather interestingly constructed.
Right. Yeah. That's I went to.
No, I think Trotz is able to get a well-rounded team to play the same way, and everyone has bought in. And that isn't to say that they didn't buy in the past, but at least especially with last year, they didn't have a system that fit not only the skill set, but any skill set. So I think this team was able to go out and they got a very solid head coach with very solid assistant coaches who were able to come out and build a solid unit and a solid game plan for the games and for the team and the way they're going to play. And they've done it more or less night in and night out. And I think if the team continues to do that, they're going to fare well here in the playoffs. Because the East is not – I mean, yes, the Rangers won the President's Trophy, but I don't think they're as good as everyone makes them out to be. And a lot of that can be attributed to the fact that they had a goalie that just played out of his mind and better than he had any right to be playing, pushed them to where they are now. And I think they have one of, if not the best goalie in the league in Lundqvist. And so I think if a team can go – yeah, I know. Any team can really beat anybody in the playoffs. I mean, we've seen in the past how many wild card teams or teams that are not the number one seeds can move on. So, the East is definitely wide open.
East is definitely wide open. And the Rangers captain touched the President's Trophy when he got his picture taken with it before the last regular season.
Is that the jinx? I know when you win your conference, you're not supposed to touch the trophy. He
touched it. So all I'm saying is bad luck. Bad luck to the New York Rangers right there. That's all I'm saying. Listen, you gotta go read Alex Pruitt's article that he put out today. Let me find the name of it. It is a great read. Are the Capitals ready to raise their flag? Talks about the differences of this team compared to last year. The fact that Barry Trotz brought in this new system, people were a little wary at the beginning, but after they realized, oh, this guy knows what he's talking about, this guy knows what he's doing, everybody kind of bought in.
They didn't know already.
Brower was saying, like, the team had become very clicky when they would go on road trips. Certain people would eat with certain people. Like, it didn't feel like a unit like it does now. With Barry Trotz, he's brought everybody together. He's okay with calling out guys that aren't doing their job correctly. He makes people sit if they're not performing the way he would like. He holds people accountable. Everybody he holds accountable. So I like the fact that he does that. I like the fact that he's connected with Ovechkin. Bringing Mitch Korn in has made Holpe better. Barry Trotz has done everything to make this team a playoff contender, and it's not just Capitals fans. The rest of the NHL is recognizing the Capitals could go far. Bill Burr, you know, who was a Boston Bruins guy, he's a Boston comedian, he's rooting for the Capitals now. This team is something special, and this is going to be a fun playoff postseason. Yeah, absolutely. And I feel as if I'm not looking past the Islanders. They are going to be a tough team to beat, but I am confident in the Capitals that they will be able to do it.
No, I mean, yeah, and the Islanders are definitely, I mean, it's the playoffs. Every team is good that you're going to play up against. So you have to play your best every night, and there's going to be some difficult losses and hopefully some very solid wins. And if they play the way they can, they can definitely make a run. And it's, everybody's got to step up. You can't just rely on one guy.
Absolutely. So anything else we should cover before we leave Caps World?
Well, let's go over some statistics regards to the end of the Capitals regular season. Now, we said congrats to Stan Gal. Is it, see, now it's Galiev, apparently.
So everyone's been saying it wrong?
I don't know, because we were saying Galiev, but then what's his name? Emmerich was saying it's Galiev.
All right, fine.
So I don't know. Okay, Stan Gal, whatever. We already gave him congrats on his first NHL goal, but then he was sent back to Hershey. So I imagine either Fair or Wilson will be good to go. I think Fair was on the third line at practice today, so I imagine that he will be good to go tomorrow against the Islanders on that third line center spot. So let's see. The Caps finished the regular season second in the Metropolitan Division. They got 101 points and a record of 45-26-11. They had a team goal differential of plus 39. As opposed to last year's, which was a minus 5. It's a bit of a big difference there.
Yeah.
Now, some player stats. Ovechkin finished first in the league in goals with 53, so you can add another Rocket Richard to his trophy case. Backstrom led the league in assists with 60. They don't actually have an award for the guy who leads the league in assists. That's kind of interesting.
That's odd.
But then again, they also don't have an award for the best offensive defenseman, but they have one for the best defensive forward, so that makes sense. Thanks, NHL. And Brayden Holtby came in second in wins with 41, fifth in goals against average with a 2.22 GAA, seventh in save percentage with a .923. He was also tied for second in shutouts with 9, so that's a couple of interesting statistics for Washington Capitals players this past season. I mean, the team has done very well. Then we got to go in and see what's going to happen in the playoffs. I mean, we got game one is on Wednesday night, and they got game two's Friday. So you go out to the bar, get drunk, and watch the game. So I think it's 7 o'clock, so hopefully you're not drunk at 7. That'd be like, if you're drunk at 7, you got a problem. That's all I'm saying. Game three is Sunday at noon. So if you're awake in time, because apparently anybody watching or listening to this is an alcoholic. So if you're too hungover, you probably won't be awake at noon. So enjoy catching the second and third period on Sunday. Game four is Tuesday night. Games five through seven are Thursday, Saturday, Monday, should they be needed.
I'm excited. I can't wait.
I am. Noon is making me a little nervous on Sunday.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. But that's also the first one back in New York. So that's what I'm also thinking.
Oh, so I'm like doubly nervous. Thanks, man.
Yeah. I feel you there. I'm going to be busy, so I won't be able to see that one. But it's going to be a fun series up against the Islanders.
I'm going to miss most of game one.
Yeah. Game one, I'm excited for. Game two, I mean, game three. These are all must-watch hockey games, absolutely.
I think the first game is definitely going to send a message whoever's able to come out on top. I think both teams are going to come out physical, hitting everybody as best they can. I think if Wilson can't go, it's going to be interesting in terms of physicality for the teams. But you still have Gleason back there, able to throw a few punches and a couple other guys to stand up for one another. And I think the first game is going to be telling in terms of the who's going to set the tone in terms of the physicality.
And this is the point in the season where you tell your friends who aren't really hockey fans to listen to What the Puck so they can get ready for the playoffs, because this
are you doing the plug early tonight?
Yes, this will be must-see hockey, okay? Everybody that isn't a diehard hockey fan, they love the postseason. This will be a series to watch. This will be must-see. Everybody in the league has their eyes glued to this series. So, all right, so let people know. It's free. Facebook. Well,
there are no playoffs like NHL playoffs.
Absolutely. It's
the NFL going for the Super Bowl, Major League Baseball, and the NBA cannot compare to the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah, the Stanley Cup playoffs are the best time to be a sports fan. They really are. It's high energy. Everything means something.
Except when the Penguins win.
Right. So, you know, we do this show for free, and you should tell your friends, get ready for the postseason by listening to What the Puck. It's free. It's on iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and Baltimore Sports Report Network. So we'll continue out throughout this this postseason, but we still got plenty of hockey to talk about this episode. Just putting that out there so you guys can spread the word. But
don't turn it off now.
Yeah, don't turn it off now. We're still going strong. So anything else we should cover in Caps World?
I think we
nope. Nailed it all.
It took a while. Thanks. Yeah. Computer, but we listen to the outtakes to understand what's going on. I think we covered it. It's the end of the regular season, the cap season again. Another one has come and gone. That was really fast, dude.
It really was.
I went to a couple of games this year.
Just went to one. Went to one in November.
Like one or two.
I was bummed.
Maybe three. I think that was it. I mean, it was a good game. I went to the opening game.
Very cool.
The giveaway was
magnet.
Oh yeah! I was not happy about that one. I remember that show. That was fun. That was. Next year it wouldn't be a magnet. It'll just be like a piece of paper they're gonna hand you with the schedule, and you're like, what the? Okay.
I'm a little bummed that I didn't get to go to a Hershey Bears game this year.
I'm bad luck, so like I'm bummed I didn't get to go, but I also don't want to like screw them over.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like conflicted on what I really want out of that one.
Yeah, would have liked to have gone to a Bears game. Didn't get a chance to do that, but. There's always, you know, the postseason coming up, you know, for the Bears. Maybe we can make it up there at some point. But since we covered everything in Caps World, we're going to take a quick break, take a little breather so you guys can think about everything that we just said. So we're going to go down on the farm. But before we do, here is a quick word from the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
What the Puck? What the Puck? Is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
This is Barry Trotz. You're listening to What the Puck.
All right, everybody, here we go. We are going down on the farm. We are talking Hershey Bears and South Carolina Stingrays. Both teams in the postseason this year for the AHL and ECHL. Coach Danimal Farm. Tell us what's going on down on the farm.
That was dumb.
Danimal Farm.
Weak.
Come on.
Weak.
I thought about that over the weekend. That was a book you had to read growing up. Animal Farm. Animal, Danimal. It makes sense.
I don't know if I ever had to read that in school.
Oh, you had. 100%
I've read it, but I don't think. Not, dude.
Wait, you read for fun as a kid?
No, I read it. I was on a family vacation. Okay, this is not relevant to the show anymore.
I need to hear about Animal Farm.
A family vacation, and there's a lot of downtime when you're driving between like cities and whatever else, and so you got to have something to do in the car. So I read. No, this is when I was in college.
We are different people. We are because I would never do that in a car. No, well, number one, because I can't do it in a car because I would get a headache just trying to read in the car. I could never do that.
I do if it's like a bumpy or windy roads or anything, but it's like a highway. I'm usually okay.
Yeah.
When it's like a 4 or 5 hour drive, like you need something to do.
Yeah, well, that's why the Lord invented the iPod. And since, you know, everyone's on these road trips, we should also tell again, if you're on a road trip this summer, you want to talk about hockey, What the Puck is available on iTunes, and you couldn't put that on your iPod or iPhone. Once again, a cheap plug, but Coach Dan...
You're plugging the you-know-what out of this show tonight.
And it's so stupid because they're already listening to it. Why would I plug the show they're listening to?
Yeah, plug for us, everybody. Tell others about the show. But let's see. In the past week, Hershey went 1-1 with a win and a loss to St. John's. The Bears are currently first in the East Division with a record of 44-21-8, good for 96 points, 3 up on Wilkes-Barre Scranton. The Bears wrap up their regular season with an away game tonight against Lehigh Valley, and then 2 home games on Friday and Saturday, with Friday's game being against Binghamton and Saturday's against none other than Lehigh Valley.
All right.
Because what other team should they end the regular season with than Lehigh Valley? Down in South Carolina, the Stingrays are getting ready for their first round Kelly Cup playoff series against former Caps affiliate, the Reading Redding Royals. This series starts on Friday, so don't have any games until then, but I thought that was rather interesting that they're playing the former Capitals affiliate.
Very intriguing.
Mm-hmm. Going back up to Hershey, Caps 2014 first-round pick Jakob or Jacob, we're not really sure, Vrana, is expected to play for Hershey tonight against Lehigh Valley. Apparently had a pretty nice pass earlier in the game that someone flubbed the shot on. But yeah, apparently this kid's been pretty good, and he's playing for the Bears as we speak. But that's what's going on down on the farm.
That's crazy. I didn't know that Vrana was already doing that. That's nuts he's already
I think
over
Bowie
here.
Got called up too, but I don't know if he's playing.
Wow. Very cool. All right. Well, that's it for going down on the farm. Go Bears, go Stingrays. Now let's go around the NHL. All right, with the postseason just mere hours away from when we're recording this, when you're listening to it, the postseason, the playoffs, they are about to start. Coach Dan, tell us what's going on around the NHL.
Not much. Well, before we get to the playoffs, let's go through some quick NHL news. Toronto Fire general manager Dave Nonis and head coach Peter Horacek, as well as the assistant coaches, goaltending coach, and pretty much everybody in the system. They also fired the director of pro scouting and their director of player development. So basically, if you're receiving a paycheck with a little blue maple leaf in the upper left corner, you're now unemployed. Anyone that was employed by the Maple Leafs appears to be out, and they're going to be going through a full rebuild. That is going to be a very interesting team to watch going into the offseason, how many trades and how much of a fire sale they're going to be having, and how late they chose to make all these kind of moves. Buffalo fired Ted Nolan and his assistants after their season ended, so it's another place where another head coach will be looking to go. And I'm calling it right now that Dan Bylsma is going to Toronto.
Ooh, interesting.
I am calling it now. I have no inside knowledge, obviously. But that is my guess that Dan Bylsma and potentially Ray Sherr, I wouldn't be surprised to end up back together, will both end up with the Toronto Maple Leafs when all is said and done. I would not be surprised to see a couple more general managers and or coaches get fired before the season is over. Columbus head coach Todd Richards will coach the U.S. national team at the World Championships. Oh. Edmonton signed Nail Yakupov to a 2-year extension. Financial terms are not disclosed. And Florida re-signed forward Jaromir Jagr to a 1-year deal because old people go to Florida. Now, I think I read it was $3.5 million, but I can't confirm that. NHL.com did not have the financial terms disclosed. And that one, that's the news from the past week in the NHL. Let's go into some Stanley Cup playoffs.
Woo.
Shall we start in the East? You're going to start East or West? What do you want to do?
Let's do East. We're going to go down through the bracket.
We're going through the bracket. You ready?
All right, let's do this.
All right, we got the New York Rangers against the Pittsburgh Penguins as the 1-8 seed. What do you got?
I see Rangers. I'm going to say they're going to sweep Rangers in 4.
Ooh, see, I'll give Pittsburgh a little bit more credit. I'm going Rangers in 5. I just think the Penguins are playing so awful right now, and now with Chris Letang out for the rest of the season with a concussion, which is very unfortunate for him as a person. I feel like the Penguins have enough to be able to keep up with the Rangers, and the Rangers are going to go out and dominate them because they are playing very well right now and very good hockey. I am going Rangers in 5. Next series we have Tampa Bay Lightning against the Detroit Red Wings, which is a very interesting series in the sense that the Tampa Bay general manager is none other than Stevie Y, Steve Yzerman, the former all-time great for the Detroit Red Wings. Who do you got?
I'm going to say Tampa. I want to say Tampa in 6.
See, I'm saying the same thing. I think Detroit has not played very well throughout the regular season. They did enough to get into the playoffs, but I don't think they did enough to be able to come out and beat the Tampa Bay Lightning right now. I think the Lightning are definitely a team to watch in the East. They're a very good team. And I also see them going out of this one, or being able to come out on top in this one in 6 games. Moving on to the next series, we have the Canada series with the Montreal Canadiens against the Ottawa Senators. What do you got?
I'm going to say Montreal. I think Ottawa has had a dream series getting to the playoffs, but I don't know how much longer they can really withstand that, especially against a team like the Canadiens, who have played really well this year. I'm going to say Canadiens. This one will go till 7. The Ottawa, they got some fight left in them, but I don't think they'll get it done all the way. I say Montreal Canadiens in 7.
See, I'm saying Price is going to steal this series. I'm going Montreal in 5.
Okay.
I think he's playing too well. He's too good of a goalie. I don't think Ottawa has enough to be able to get past them. And they were playing great towards the end, and they kind of stumbled a little bit. I think that stumbling is going to continue, and Montreal's going to come out of this thing in 5 games or less. All right, let's go over to the West, where we have your boy, Bruce Boudreau, and the Anaheim Ducks taking on the Winnipeg Jets, who are back in the playoffs for the first time in forever since they left for Phoenix. Now, who do you have? Uh-oh, it's a tough one.
That is a tough one. I'm going to say the Ducks get out of the first round. I'll say Ducks. Ducks in six.
Ducks in 6. I'm going Winnipeg in 7.
Ooh.
And I'm going with that Bruce Boudreau is fired after Anaheim gets eliminated.
Wow, really?
That is my prediction. I think Winnipeg is playing very well. I think Anaheim's going to struggle to be able to win games in Winnipeg. I think they can steal a game from Anaheim. I think they're struggling. The Ducks are right now. I think they've got a little bit of a goaltending problem. And I'm going Winnipeg in 7 and Boudreau. Ooh, actually, you know what? Boudreau could end up in Buffalo now that I think about it. So I think Boudreau gets fired after Anaheim gets eliminated. Let's move to another. This is interesting how this worked out. Another Canadian series in Vancouver is taking on Calgary. So we have the Canucks versus the Flames, which actually I think is interesting because isn't Calgary's minor league affiliate, the AHL team, is like right outside Vancouver?
I think so.
That's weird how that worked out. I think I drove through that town when I was up in Canada many years ago. Who do you got?
I'm going to say Vancouver. I'll say Vancouver in 5.
Really?
Yeah.
I got Calgary in 7.
Oh, wow. Going all the way.
I think that Miller isn't Miller been hurt lately? I think that's going to have – they're going to struggle a little bit. I think Calgary's been playing very well. Bob Hartley has that team doing – going on a run here throughout the regular season, being able to get into the playoffs. I think Calgary's going to come out and surprise everybody, and they're going to be able to beat the Canucks in 7 games. I like saying that because I like the city of Vancouver, and I don't necessarily mean I like the Canucks, but I when I was up there, it was a very nice city. But I don't think their hockey team is going to make it out of the first round.
Now, this is the first time they've been back in a while. So, I mean, everyone's just kind of happy to see that. But, yeah.
I agree. But, no, I think it would be more interesting if it was Calgary versus Colorado. Just because then you have, again, like going back to Calgary in the playoffs. But, no, I think Calgary's going to come out in 7.
Okay.
I think the city's going to be fired up in Calgary. And I think the players are playing well and they have a good coach. I think Vancouver, just because of their goaltending injuries and Miller being hurt, or was hurt, is going to be kind of a problem for them. Let's go to where we're going to have the Chicago Blackhawks versus the Nashville Predators. Who do you got?
I say Chicago in 7, and that's due to the fact that Patrick Kane is coming back.
Damn it, you stole what I was going to say.
he's got some rink rust, sure, but Patrick Kane is still Patrick Kane. He's going to take these guys out of the first round.
Yeah, I think Chicago in 6. I agree. I was going to say because Kane's back. I think he's going to be fired up as long as he can stay healthy. If he does not play, I was going to say Nashville will come out in 7, but I'm going Chicago in 6. I think the Predators are doing very well, but I think they've got a young team. The other thing is that Pekka Rinne can steal this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he's also one of the best goalies in the league. If Rinne plays ridiculous, then I go Nashville in 7. But I think Chicago's going to come out of this one in 6. Finally, we have St. Louis and the Blues taking on the Minnesota Wild. The interesting team in the Minnesota Wild in that they have goalie Devin Dubnyk. I always want to say Dubstep when I say his name. But Devin Dubstep playing phenomenally for the Minnesota Wild. But I still think we'll get to mine in a second. Who do you got coming out of this one?
I say Blues in 5.
Blues in 5. I'm going St. Louis in 6. I think as well as the Wild have been playing, I don't think it's enough to get past St. Louis. I think while the Blues have been struggling a little bit lately, I think they are a very good team, and they're going to be able to come out of that one in that series and move on into the second round. So that's what we got right now in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
That's good. I don't think we should go any farther than that. That's
well, because I don't even know how the seeding works after that. I'm very confused. I think it works out where basically the winner of the Rangers Penguins plays the winner of Caps Islanders.
That's what I believe. Yeah.
Tampa Bay Detroit. So I guess in theory, I'm not going to the Caps one because I'm not making a prediction because then I'm going to screw them over. Also, all the teams I just said are going to win, you're all going to lose, so I apologize because I am the kiss of death. We'll have Tampa Bay versus Montreal. Ooh, that's a tough one.
Potentially, it could be.
I'm not sure. Is it Winnipeg would be against Calgary and then yeah. Chicago and say, oh, Chicago, St. Louis would be good.
That would be a good one. That would definitely be a good
Winnipeg,
one.
Winnipeg, Calgary. That ooh, another Canadian series. That would be interesting.
Yeah, that's where I think Vancouver moves on. I think Anaheim moves on. I can see Vancouver beating Anaheim at that point. I don't think Bruce can go past that second round.
I don't think these teams don't play enough defense.
That's a big part of the playoffs. I mean, yes, goals win games.
You do
but
have
so goal
to
leaves.
Stop the other team from scoring.
That's very true, yeah.
It's of moderate importance.
But in a perfect world, the Capitals come out of the first round. And my prediction is that they're going to go against the Islanders and then head straight back to New York up against the Rangers. And that one will save. Hopefully we'll be talking about it next week. By the time.
Don't jinx it, dude.
Hopefully. Yeah, we'll be talking about it, but, that's going to be a tough series to think about as well, because two New York teams right in a row, bam, bam. They're both good teams. Both good teams. How crazy, just think about this, what the teams that we just said, to think that the Kings aren't in the postseason, the Flyers aren't
in
the postseason.
That's going to be interesting to see what happens out in L.A. The Flyers suck. Screw them.
No Bruins this time
around?
The
Bruins and the Kings, I think, are the two big teams that everyone expected to be in the playoffs that are not in the playoffs this season, and that's going to be very interesting as to what's happening. I know in Boston, there's Peter Chiarelli, the GM, came out and said – Chiarelli? Whatever the hell his name is. He came out and said that defenseman Gregory Campbell and forward Daniel Pye will not be back with the team next season. I think LA is going to have some interesting moves to make, especially what they're going to do with Mike Richards, as he was sent down to Manchester for a while during the season. And then he wasn't really playing for LA afterwards. And so it's going to be interesting the way things turn out. I do, somewhat off topic, I find it interesting that on NHL.com they have all the series up, and then all the series say tied 0-0. No kidding. They haven't played yet.
Man, what a fun time to be a hockey fan. This is crazy.
It's going to be interesting to see where some players end up after the season. And I think some of these teams, like Toronto, is going to have a bit of a fire sale. My guess is at the deadline. Dang, I did it again. At the draft, they're going to have a bit of a fire sale. I wouldn't be surprised. Fanuff to move on, potentially Kessel. Nazem Kadri, I think, will be gone. It'll be interesting to see. It depends on who ends up as their GM. And if they want to hang on to those guys as sort of their core while they then build around them through first-round picks and other picks like that. And so it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
All right, man. So anything else we should cover here on What the Puck, or do you think that's our first postseason show as a wrap?
Postseason hasn't started yet. It starts tomorrow, or if you're listening to it on Wednesday, today.
Hey, I've been growing a beard since Saturday, so for me, it's already started.
I shaved on Monday? Okay. I don't know. I shaved at some point within the past couple of days.
All right.
I might shave tomorrow morning. Since
don't you do it.
No, because the game hasn't started yet.
Don't you jinx them.
No, it's not a jinx. They haven't. All right, so what is the rule?
After the regular season ends, your team's last game?
Is it after the regular season ends, or is it after the first game?
I go with the second that regular season is over for your team, you start growing a beard. That's my thing. If you mess with the beard in any way, like Jagr did with when he was with the Bruins, where he shaved his chin, that's why they lost.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what? He shaved the hair on his chin?
Yeah, he was growing.
They lost because he probably looked like a pedophile.
He looked like Wolverine. That's what he looked like. And he shaved his chin, and then we're like, all right, well, they're not winning. They're not winning the Stanley Cup. And sure enough. Exactly. That's why. All right. So if you guys want to continue the conversation, you want to talk about Caps postseason hockey, you want to talk about the Stanley Cup playoffs, all you got to do is tweet to Coach Dan or I. Tweet to me at Brando Cash. And Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan. You can also occasionally find me at CapitalsOutsider.com. This is a Caps fan-run website devoted to the Washington Capitals and their bobbleheads, of which I don't imagine they'll be giving away any as promotional material next season. Wait, did they give away any bobbleheads this year?
They gave out an Ovechkin one and an old Winter Classic jersey from 2011. That was it.
Well, I want. All right. Okay. So you might get one or two next season. And they always give one at the blood drive. But yeah, that's CapitalsOutsider.com. But Brandon, What about Brando Cash Entertainment?
That's right. Go to BrandoCash.com. Get all the information you're ever going to need about this podcast, all the other podcasts, and any photos or videos that we've done. You can also check out Facebook.com/BrandoCash. Whenever a new show comes out, you will be notified in your news feed. Go to Facebook.com/WTP Podcast and on Twitter at WTP_podcast. And What the Puck will be putting out, you know, pictures and links and show stuff. You know, I just tweeted out a thing from Puck Daddy about a bacon Stanley Cup that I think we can all get behind. So you can check out that kind of stuff on our Facebook and Twitter pages. Now, I said it twice already, you know, so I don't know if I have to harp it on you guys, but we need you guys to help us out. We need to build our audience, man. So let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit, anywhere you are social on the web. Say, I'm a hockey fan. I love the Capitals. I listen to What the Puck. It's free on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and the Baltimore Sports Report Network, and you should listen too. So that's pretty much it for the show this week. Caps up against the Islanders. We told you at the beginning of the show, let me just refresh your memory, guys. Game one is on Wednesday, April 15th at 7 o'clock. That is on Comcast Sportsnet and the USA Network. Game two is...
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, what?
That's weird. Let's see. Game two is Friday, April 17th at 7 o'clock. That will be on Comcast Sportsnet and NBC Sports. Game three is Sunday, April 19th at noon, and that will be national on NBC. So that's pretty cool. Game four is Tuesday, April 21st at 7:30. That will be on Comcast Sportsnet and the USA Network. And then games five through seven, if needed, will be on Thursday, Saturday, and Monday. No time yet announced for those since they
all said like 12 o'clock. And I was like, that's not true. There's no way they would do that.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it for the show this week. The Capitals and the Islanders, going to be a fun series. Good time to be a hockey fan, everybody. So everybody, sing it loud, sing it proud. Let all those Islander fans know your Caps, they're going home with the Stanley Cup. That's what they're fighting for. So everybody say it with me. Let's go, Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.
My biggest concern right now.
Hey. Guess he didn't want to tell us what his biggest concern was.
So what was the last thing you heard?
I heard, my biggest concern is, bloop, bloop.
What is it?
Oh, he's so good at being suspenseful.
Left us hanging. God damn him. And my computer was like freezing up, and I was like, is it just going to be... like the internet, Twitter, whatever, it's freezing out, and WordPerfect or whatever it is. And so I was like, I could probably get through it. Like, I have the notes on my phone as well, and I was like, I can just go straight off my phone to do it if I have to.
That's very true. Very, dude.